This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the program. It's good to have you with us, and it's good to be with Joe Pennypacker, Montour County's Veterans Affairs Director, for this weekend prior to Veterans Day. Joe, we want to thank you again for being with us. Your second time on our show. We introduced you, but now with Veterans Day, we thought it was a good time to catch up and let folks know what's out there. So thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate you coming by, and we can catch up on things.
And you've been on the job for a year and a half now. Is that am I guessing that right?
I've been the director for 1 year. Yesterday was my anniversary as director, and then I was the clerk for 6 months prior to that.
Okay, and not a veteran, but from a family of veterans, basically.
Yes, that's correct. My dad, my grandfather, they were. My dad was in the Navy, my grandfather was in the Army, and all my uncles, so a big family of veterans.
Very familiar with the concept.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a friend who is very active with veterans, was never in the military, but is, you know, it's something that's kind of close to his heart. There's people out there that get that concept that you especially with, you know, with it being part of your family, that you probably get a better sense of what needs there are and what needs to be done. Did you come into this feeling like you had a little bit of a head start?
It's a pretty overwhelming position as far as you really need to know a lot of information that kind of comes at you new every day. Every call is unique. I didn't mention also my husband's a veteran. He's an Air Force veteran. And then I was also an active duty spouse for a number of years. So I felt like that helped a lot coming into this position. But I feel like it is, some days are overwhelming, but I just push through and try to get people the help that they are looking for.
Okay. Example of, a day that you, something you would be dealing with.
Well, some of the things that I deal with a lot are people who are just trying to get a status of what their claim is doing at the moment. So I would need to make inquiries about, you know, where their status is in the process of the claim. And another call might be that someone has passed away and I need to report their death to the VA so that their benefit check can stop. And then they can also, if there's a surviving spouse, that they can start the process for making application for benefits as a surviving spouse. Then there's veterans who are dealing with their compensation claims, so we try to gather evidence to submit for that. So it's just a very varied and unique day that
okay.
I have.
And my friend I had mentioned a moment ago, something that always, I think it's a, you call it a pet peeve, but keeping Veterans Day and Memorial Day separate. I mean, yes, they're both about military and related, but, you know, the Veterans Day is the kind of thing that anybody who's served, they may be 26 and just get out of the military, you know, that this is who we're talking about.
Yes, that's correct. Just to honor all veterans, whoever served, and, you know, that's the living veterans, you know, to really honor them and appreciate them for their service.
Any idea how many veterans you're dealing with in Montour County, or even nationally? Any number you could give me, maybe how many people out there would be in this category?
Well, for Montour County, the statistics as of 2021 are around 1,400 veterans. The population of veterans for Pennsylvania is almost 800,000. So that's quite a lot of veterans. And that's, I don't think, including all of their family that we might also be helping out with different benefits and applications.
We often see, whether it be bumper stickers or whatever, people saying, "I support our veterans." As someone who works with them every day, what are your thoughts on that? How should we support our veterans?
There's a great lot of organizations out there that support the veterans with different programs and funding and meeting emergency needs. That's something that individuals can join in to help out with. And just being aware that there are veterans in our community that really need and appreciate being noticed and being just acknowledged for the service that they gave.
People often will say, "Thank you for your service." Is that embarrassing to them, or is that appreciated?
I know that's what a lot of people will say. I tend to put it as we appreciate your service. It's the same thing, different words. But I think it's just acknowledging and being there for veterans in whatever circumstances of life that they are in at the moment, to just support them, their family, their friends, the community at large, to just support what needs to be done to help veterans who are trying to get back into the mainstream of life after they've served, or even just to the older veterans who need services as they age. Perhaps they never applied for any services all through their life, but as they age and need extra care, then they really need the support of their community, because some of the older veterans may not have family that can really help them.
So even if I feel like I'm being awkward, that they at least know that you care.
I think it's better to be a little awkward than to just ignore and not acknowledge. I really think that's the better option.
Okay. And the history of the day goes back to the end of the First World War, which then, became Veterans Day. But I don't know how much things have changed in that century plus now, but give me some idea of what is out there. Just the maybe the most commonly accessed programs and so forth that you can remind people. I mean, veterans themselves may more or less be aware, but it's good for people, the average person that's not in the military, to know that This is what we're what we're doing for our veterans. So when we say we support them, they are being supported.
Right. Well, there's quite a lot of information that's out there on our website. They can access links to va.gov or the Pennsylvania State Department of Military and Veteran Affairs. If they go to the Montour County website, they can go and access those programs to just get an idea of really what's out there. The veterans who served, like during the Vietnam era, a lot of them are older now. They may not be aware that there are health conditions that they're suffering from that could be linked to their service time, and they may not even just be aware of that. Some of the new presumptives that have come out that make it more of a streamlined process for them to apply for those benefits. The older veterans, like World War II, a lot of those might be entering nursing homes, and there's veteran benefits based on income needs that they might be able to apply for to help pay for some of that care. Those are the most common benefit applications that I've handled in the office in the past year, is applications for older veterans or their surviving spouses, who may be eligible for a surviving spouse benefit to help pay for her care in like an assisted living, or if she needs in-home attendance or something to help with her care. So those are the most common ones that I've dealt with.
Now, Montour County has a program that stands aside from it. It's not a state program or a federal program, right?
Yes, Montour County has a Veterans Emergency Assistance Fund that was set up in 2014. And it is funded solely by donations. We've helped about 22 veterans in that time period with over $33,000, I think, in benefit payments. And those payments go for a one-time sort of need, usually. Let's say if someone's behind on their power bill or gas bill or something, then they can make application to the program, and we would... the commissioners approve that, but that money comes from the fund and goes directly to that bill. We pay that directly to the bill, and then the veteran can get caught up on some of those needs. It's meant to be kind of an emergency sort of help. The state also has the Veterans Temporary Assistance Fund that can be applied for, and that's up to $1,600 of a generally a one-time need. Let's say if someone had a car breakdown and they have a $900 car repair, they can make application to that fund, and that would pay for that bill. It's meant to be an emergency if someone had kind of a sudden loss of income or a sudden need that was unexpected. And they are they have to provide their financials and everything, and then we put the applications in.
The job of a veteran, it just seems like it's so overwhelmingly important, but do we get it? Do we fully appreciate what they've done, or do you think we need to step it up a notch?
I think here in Danville, in our community, we have a very active veterans organizations that are very appreciative of their veterans. We have the parade every year and the different memorial events. So I feel like in this community, the small community that we have, I see that it's very supportive of veterans.
And I know after Vietnam, I think there was a kind of a downturn in that connection. But then after the Gulf War, that's when it seems like it started to, people started to, connect to that importance again. Do you see that?
Yeah, I feel that that's true. I really do.
What else goes on in the county as far as special events for Veterans Day?
There is a drive-by dinner program at Geisinger that is on Wednesday, November 10th. They are providing a meal for a veteran and a guest, if they're requested, to come by at a certain allotted time and pick up a meal in support of the Veterans for Veterans Day. There's some other programs in the area. That is, there's a music program at one of the churches, that's Mooresburg Presbyterian Church, and it's there's a music program. Recreation tours for veterans will be playing, and that is on Sunday, November 7th at 9:30. The American Legion is doing a Veterans Day dinner in the evening for a veteran and a guest at their Legion post on Route 11.
And folks can listen to our community calendar announcements, and there's anything that we're given, we'll be passing along as well. So another way to find out what's going on. As far as the drive-by dinner, is that kind of a COVID response at this point?
I'm not really sure. Okay. Chris Gill from Geisinger Human Resources is running that program. It was a drive-by program, a pickup program as well last year. Okay. So I think this is just something that they feel that they can do. It just started during the pandemic, so I'm not sure if it'll ever change to something different in the future.
Have there been any other adjustments you've had to make with, you kind of came on board during COVID, but have things had to be done differently at offices like yours?
Yes, I believe so. I've pretty much been by appointment only during the pandemic. It's just a better way to help the veterans so that no one is coming in and sitting waiting while you're in an hour and a half, 2 hour appointment with someone else. I'm the only one in the office here presently, so it's just a better way to manage things, to serve everyone fairly. If they can call the office and make an appointment with me, a lot of times I can help them with their question without them coming into the office. I can, if they need a referral to another service, I can do that over the phone. They don't necessarily have to come into the office.
Okay. Makes sense logistically, too, just for any time. But I know some of your predecessors I had been, visiting when people were just dropping in, so that kind of keeps things running smoothly as well.
Right.
But you are looking for some help, is that correct?
Yes, I am looking for an assistant VSO officer, veteran service officer trainee. Would be a part-time 20-hour-a-week job that would be during the daytime hours, probably 4 days a week. And they would train to become a veteran service officer to help the veterans apply for benefits and services.
Is this military experience required, or anyone?
It would be anyone would be eligible to apply that has the computer experience and proficiency, mostly proficiency in computers.
Okay. And if interested, where should they check out the county website? Or
yes, they can check out the county website. There's a job application on there and also a full job description.
Jo Pennypacker has been our guest today on the program. She is the Montour County Veterans Affairs Director. And Joe, we want to thank you again for updating our listeners on all things related to veterans as we head towards Veterans Day. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Matt.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.